It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's March 23rd and 24th, depending on when you're listening to this. Spring is here. Today, March 23rd, Saturday at 9 o'clock. If you're listening to this, it's too late, but today is the first day of the Capital Area Race Series, and that will be at Gilmington at 9 o'clock. So if you're listening to this, it's too late to register for that race, but you can register still for the series, carsnewhampshire.com. Go on that website because we have a race coming up, SCA, and it goes all the way till July, so you can still register for the entire series. The Winter Wild Series, which we're also the presenting sponsor of, is concluding in a week or so at Gunstock, and so we're in full bloom and running. But this week's show brings us back to sort of our core. We have a wonderful program called Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness called PANDA, because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And so with me this weekend is our Director in Professional Relations, Eleanor Vienne, who's a veteran for several decades, but she started when she was 10, Eleanor, right?
Absolutely.
So Eleanor has always been, Eleanor Vienne, that's who I'm talking about. Everybody knows Eleanor. She's my go-to person when I have technical questions on very, detailed issues related to claims. Although dental is way more straightforward than medical, as Eleanor can tell you, there's a huge degree of sophistication and subtlety associated with it. Plus, in case the listening audience doesn't know, we have to adhere to certain standards of what's called the National Delta Dental Plans Association, even though the buck stops in Concord and we're an independent company. In order to use our franchise, Northeast Delta Dental, there's certain processing policy rules. And so Eleanor has her hands around that. Before we get into April, which is Child Abuse Prevention Month, February was what month?
Children's Dental Health Month.
And, of course, we publicized that. And March is World Oral Health Day, which I think is like March 20th.
Yes.
Was March 20th. So, anyway, so there's definitely this kind of theme of wellness here. So tell us about the PANDA program, what it's an acronym for, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, as you said, Tom, PANDA is an acronym for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And what we try to do is educate dental professionals and their staff on recognizing the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, what their reporting responsibilities are, and the reporting mechanism in the particular state where they are.
And there are many members of the coalition to prevent abuse and neglect. So tell us about the different members of the coalition.
Well, we have support from many of the professional organizations in New Hampshire. Besides Delta Dental, we have the New Hampshire Dental Society, the State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare, New Hampshire Technical Institute, the Dental Auxiliaries Department, the Hygiene Association, as well as the Dental Assisting Association. When we first formulated the program, we got their support and their backing.
Awesome. So why is a dentist or a hygienist or a dental assistant in a really good position to see potential neglect or abuse?
Well, studies have shown that 65% of the injuries that children suffer from abuse or neglect are in the head and neck areas, and these are the areas that dental professionals examine each and every time they see a child.
So, and dentists are mandated reporters, correct?
That's correct. And in New Hampshire, it takes it even one step further and says, beyond the professionals, it says anyone who suspects child abuse or neglect has occurred shall make a report. So we all have that responsibility.
Got it. So in a typical way that you educate a dental office might be a lunch and learn, might just be a mini lecture. Tell us about a typical session you might have with a dental office.
Certainly. It's usually upon invitation. We do extend the announcement to dental offices that we're available to do these lunch and learn presentations. And they gather the staff in their lunchroom, and they have their lunch while I do the presentation. I'll give them an overview of the program. And then we have a 30-minute video that we play that really goes into depth on how to recognize the signs and symptoms of child abuse, and has some interviews with actors based on interviews with real people who have suffered abuse and neglect, and just how, in some cases, a dentist was able to help them.
Great. So I bet you over the course of your 3 decades of Northeast Delta Dental, you've done hundreds, if not thousands, of these presentations.
I've done several of them. I haven't got a count, but I have done several of them. We reached out to all the dental offices in New Hampshire. Also have done a couple of PANDA presentations at our home office during conferences with dental offices.
Great. And tell us about the Adopt a Panda Bear. And, of course, PANDA is the little bear that represents Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, or PANDA for short. So it's amazing when we give away those PANDA bears for raffles at legislative receptions or annual meetings. They're a big hit, but it's actually very meaningful. So tell us how someone could adopt one of those bears.
Yes, well, the bears are the mascot of our program. And if you would like to adopt a bear, you can contact me, and I'll be happy to do that for you. It's a $15 donation, and you'll receive the little bear as well as an adoption certificate. And it's important to note that all of the money that's raised by this adoption process goes back into the program to help cover the costs of printing the materials and so forth.
So there is an aspect of neglect as distinct from abuse, and that might be, for example, through baby bottle syndrome and the new mom or dad not understanding that. So tell us what baby bottle syndrome is.
Well, that is childhood decay or infant decay that's caused by sending the child to bed. Even with a bottle of milk, there's acid in milk that wears away at the enamel of the teeth, and some people who don't know any better will do that, thinking it's a good thing to set the baby to bed with a bottle. And unfortunately, some of those bottles include sweetened soft drinks, which are even worse for the teeth. And after a while, though, that constant acid will wear away the enamel and cause decay, and it's quite painful, as anyone with a cavity knows. It causes a great deal of pain for children too.
That's a great explanation. So again, under RSA 169C, it states that any person who has reason to suspect that a child under the age of 18 has been abused and or neglected must make a report to the Division for Child, Youth, and Families, DCYF, and that number is 800-894-5533. I know you sometimes get this question, which is, well, what happens if I think it was and it ends up not? Can that circle back and make my life miserable?
It actually cannot. You are protected by that same statute, in that if you make a report of suspected, in good faith, of suspected abuse or neglect, then you're protected by law. You cannot be held responsible civilly or criminally for having made that report.
Great. So you've probably been doing more of these presentations and seen the evolution of the program probably more than anybody in the whole Delta Dental system. To give credit where credit was due, the idea for the program was derived by Delta Dental Plan of Missouri back in 1992, and we adopted it a couple of years later. And all Delta plans have some form of the program, whether they use the PANDA model or not. So over these years, have you seen there's more and more when you can tell when the audience is kind of nodding their head and they understand, is there more and more recognition that this is a responsibility of the dental hygienist and the assistant and a dentist. And so have we been successful in getting the word out, do you think?
I really think we have. As you said, you can see that people, it's not news to them that they're mandated reporters. It's not news to them that they need to be on the lookout for these signs and symptoms. It's not taught as a course in dental school. However, they are taught that they are mandated reporters. We take it to the next level and give them the detail that they need to make an informed judgment or decision to call and report a suspected abuse.
And again, that DCYF number is 1-800-894-5593. And Eleanor's direct phone number is area code 603. She's going to be glad I'm giving this number out, right, Eleanor?
I am. 223-1305
for any dental office team that would like Eleanor to do a lunch and learn and or a presentation and perhaps get one of these nifty little panda bears. You can't see it, but they are lovely. So after commercial break, we'll talk about how you see the future of the program, and then we'll get into more aspects of the month of April, as well as what just passed in February for Children's Dental Oral Health Month, and March being the World Oral Health Day. Tom Raffio with Eleanor Vienne. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend, the weekend of March 23rd and March 24th, is the Director of Professional Relations at Northeast Delta Dental, Eleanor Vienne. And that's a pretty heavy position at Northeast Delta Dental. She is the face of Delta when it comes to the dental office teams when they want specific information, not only on something like the Panda program, but also on basic claims operations. As a reminder to my running friends, this is the weekend of the first of the Capital Area Race Series. So if you listening now, it's too late to do Gilmington, but it's not too late to sign up for the SCA 5K race, the SCA being also a Delta Dental client, and you at that time can sign up for the entire series. We are also the presenting sponsor for the Winter Wild Series, which concludes at Gunstock on March 30th. So back to the subject at hand. So, Eleanor, you talked about your presentations on PANDA, and again, that stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. But in addition to dental offices, you also make other presentations. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm very pleased to report that I do a presentation to the dental hygiene students as well as the dental assisting students at New Hampshire Technical Institute, and that's on an annual basis. And it's an opportunity for me to enlighten the students before they go out into practice as to, again, the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, and their reporting responsibilities and the mechanism for reporting here in the state. It's very well received, and again, it's due to the support that we have from the Hygiene Association, the Dental Assisting Association, as well as New Hampshire Technical Institute.
Great, and we probably should name those partners again. Members of the coalition include, of course, ourselves, New Hampshire Dental Society, the State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare, New Hampshire Technical Institute, NHGI, the New Hampshire Dental Hygiene Association, and the New Hampshire Dental Assistance Association. Again, thank you to our sister Delta Plan, Delta Dental Plan of Missouri, which began the program from which we launched it back in 1992. We want to recognize them. So speaking of hygienists, you have three amazing RDHs that work for you, Leanne, Stacy, and Krista. And in addition to, I'm sure, the Panda program comes up when they're out on the road. You and I hardly ever see them because they're on the road a lot.
That's
which
right.
Is a good thing.
Yep.
We have approximately 900 dentists in New Hampshire that we have to visit. We have 600 or so in Maine and about 400 in Vermont. So whatever, 1,900 dentists over time, we can meet them all and re-meet them. And in addition to something like Panda, you also have them, really their primary responsibility is to make sure they understand our program, which is no longer in its infancy. It's emerging into kind of its superstar phase, the health or wellness or HOW program. So tell us about, in your own words, tell us about the HOW program and why that's meaningful, both for the dental office as well as for people like us that actually go to the dentist.
Oh, it's a win-win situation for everyone. As we know, dental benefits are pretty much set by the plans. However, some people need more care, and the HOW program allows for those additional preventive benefits through the patients having had a risk assessment by the dental office, and those results are reported to Northeast Delta, where we can automate allowing those enhanced preventive benefits. And this allows for the patient's health to be improved, more acceptance of a dental treatment plan by the patients because they know their Delta Dental insurance will cover those enhanced benefits, and increased revenue for the dental office. And it also helps attract patients to their dental office because we advertise on our directory that dental offices who have adopted the risk assessment program, which is called Previsor, they're advertised in our directory as being capable of providing that risk assessment for the patients who have the HOW benefit available to them.
It is magical, just as Eleanor described, because the two cleanings a year, which is a good proxy, a good benchmark, is actually not based on science. Based on years ago, over 50 years ago, when there were ads and commercials saying, go see your dentist, you know, twice a year. And people, toothpaste companies were just trying to advertise their toothpaste and getting people to the dentist. So that then became a proxy for most plan designs, which cover, you know, two evaluations per year and two cleanings. And that became sort of the industry standard. When we now know that some of us, like me, when I go in now and get my cleaning through the HOW program. So my hygienist puts me through the Previsor software, and based on my score, which is 3, at that point, she knows that I'm entitled to the third and fourth cleaning in the year. And then before I leave that cleaning, she applies what's called adult fluoride varnish, which I'll ask Eleanor to describe what that is. So that's all done magically. There's not paper everywhere. It's all done on a computer screen. It's done, and the thing is, Delta Dental pays for it. So you're not paying for anything additional out of your pocket. So it's better oral health for you, in this case me, the patient, and then the dentist is, in fact, as Eleanor said, getting that increased revenue. So as one of the additional benefits is the fluoride varnish. Tell us what fluoride varnish is.
Fluoride varnish is kind of a sticky substance that's applied to the teeth. It contains fluoride, as its name implies. It's not just the fluoride rinse that you're used to swishing in your mouth, or the fluoride that's applied in the paste while the hygienist is cleaning your teeth. This is in addition to that, and it stays on your teeth, and it's the fluoride minerals are absorbed by your teeth, which strengthens them and helps prevent the decay from invading your teeth. And typically, plan designs cover fluoride up until age 19, but as Thomas said, there are those of us who need that treatment beyond age 19 based on our risk for cavities, for caries, the dental term. So the HOW program allows that enhanced benefit for that fluoride varnish.
If you're a smoker, and hopefully there aren't too many of those out there still, but we'll pay for tobacco cessation, mm-hmm. you know, for example. There's nutrition counseling is paid for as well. And so, again, these are all enhanced benefits based on a very simple set of questionnaires and sometimes measurements that the hygienist goes through, and it just maybe adds, you know, 5 minutes, you know, to the evaluation and cleaning process. And it's really worked like a charm. So, and it's better oral health for all of us. Hey, another thing that we've been exploring is silver diamine fluoride, something for that Medicaid, for the children's benefit. There is no adult benefit, obviously, yet, although Delta Dental is working with that with a number of partners. But Medicaid is covering, and now we're covering in the commercial market. So tell us what silver diamine fluoride is all about.
That too is applied to directly to your teeth. It's clear except for where there is actual decay. It darkens the area of the decay, and that's how you know that it's working, because it actually stops the progression of the decay. It's an amazingly simple solution to a painful problem by arresting that decay. And as Tom said, we've adopted coverage for the silver diamine fluoride as a standard benefit to our contracts. It has it requires no other risk assessment. It's a standard benefit.
Let's go back to repeat the original purpose of the program. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Tell us the acronym, what the acronym PANDAS stands for.
Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness.
And tell us an example of a visit to the dental office and how you educate the dental staff on this.
Well, I come in and I bring in written materials, the printed materials, the brochures that I leave behind. So they serve as a toolkit for reference and has all the instructions as to identifying the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, what the mandated reporters are, what the reporting mechanism is in this state, and the information that's required in a report and who you make that report to. Then we have a 30-minute video that we play that goes right into detail and gives examples of children who have suffered abuse and neglect, as well as examples of the material that's needed to make the report. Then I open it up for answers and questions and answers after the video presentation. And as you referenced, if you do book a lunch and learn, lunch and learn is free, and we do raffle off a couple of the mascots of the program, the little stuffed bears, panda bears.
Great. And if you want to adopt one of those, just call Eleanor at 223-1305 and she'll make arrangements for the adoption certificate with the $15 adoption fee. Because remember, 65% of injuries suffer occur in the neck and head area, and dental professionals will actually see the toddler or child more often than their pediatrician.
Yes.
And they're in a really good position to notify potential abuse and neglect, such as the baby bottle syndrome. So, Eleanor, thank you for all you do for this program. You're a leader in this area. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And all the other things that Eleanor has done for this company has been awesome. And again, thank you to our partners, New Hampshire Dental Society, State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare, NHTI, the New Hampshire Dental Hygienist Association, New Hampshire Dental Assistance Association. Again, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Eleanor Vien, thank you again.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.